News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Going to jump into a section here, number one of the Triple Dipper, the erosion of the VA. I don't know if my caller who's on line five is calling about that, but I'll go ahead and check and see. Richard from Ardmore. Hey, Richard, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Hey, what's happening, man? I've actually called in maybe this about sixth or seventh phone call. I actually got a little bit of credibility now. I was on Alabama Upstarts. I invented an air-conditioned COVID mask. And the reason why I'm calling you is, I mean, nobody wants to wear a mask. The majority of people don't want to wear masks because they get hot. Okay, well, I invented one that you don't get hot in no more. So that takes that equation out of the fact. My question is, and I still keep beating my head up against the wall, is why is all of these people saying, you know, don't wear a mask, don't get your injections, your vaccinations, and now listen to me. 2 million
Richard, what's your point, man? We got to get to it.
In the United States.
Hey, Richard. Hey, Richard. What did you call for? Are you trying to sell us a product, or do you have a question about something to do with the VA system, or what?
I'm just saying I've got more. I've got a lot more reason to talk about this than your average person because I have a lot more knowledge than your average person. Okay? So that's the reason why I'm so saying. The reason why I'm calling, though, is I'm really wondering why are people, you know, cutting down, say, don't use masks. Bon Jovi, you know, he's sitting there making fun of people who wear masks. And all these other people, you know, that don't take vaccination shots, you know, and 2 million people have died in the United States.
Well, I think Richard, there's a lot of reasons for people to be irritated with that. Number one, I think it's because it's one thing to say, I think I shall take that shot because it's good for me and my doctor and I have decided that we should. It's an entirely different thing for a completely removed from reality federal government to sit up in D.C. and say, you will take this shot whether you like it or not, or you'll lose your job. I think that's an issue. That's an infringement upon constitutional liberties. But then you also have the question of the masks. The masks have been a joke. I mean, maybe you've invented a special mask that makes people, you know, feel comfortable when they wear it, but the vast majority of people have been wearing masks that the studies show do nothing. I was in a restaurant the other night and I pointed out somebody to my wife across the room. I said, there's two people over there sitting there wearing masks. They have their noses completely exposed. What good is it? It's nothing but a face diaper. They're doing it to pacify themselves, but they're not doing it to help anybody. So the masking has become nothing but a fallacy. And it is not to say that masks might not work if you wore the right kind, the right circumstances for the right reasons, but masking, you know, children in school and everything else and people on airlines, not worth it. Richard, thanks for the call, man. We got to move on. So let's jump right into my topic. Number one of the Triple Dipper, the erosion of the VA. So coming up at the top of the hour, Sean Taylor, who's an investigative reporter, law school graduate, pretty good dude from 1819 News. He broke a story this past weekend. I hope you guys have had a chance to check it out. I mean, that's where we are right now, by the way. 1819 News is not some flash in the pan, you know, new kid on the block trying to report news. No, they've got a whole rack of reporters, and they're doing actual investigative reporting. This piece that Sean Taylor wrote, great piece, goes in the weeds. And the title of it is Birmingham VA Nurses Facing Reassignment or Termination Warn of Critical Shortages. So like I said in my monologue earlier, the VA medical care system, if we don't want it, then we need to statutorily take care of that. But right now it's the law of the land and it's earned. I mean, it's something that a veteran has committed their service to and they have now earned the right to be cared for by the government that they served. It's a promise made that must be a promise kept. The Biden administration's vaccine mandate policies have become so onerous, well, the majority of them have now been rejected by the courts. You've got left and right. You've got federal contractors. You've got military employees that are still suing. You've got the private employer mandate that went away due to the courts. You've got any number of the mandates that were put in place. Well, guess what one of the only agencies is that is still strictly enforcing a mandate? The VA healthcare system. Right now, according to Sean Taylor's report, as many as 50 nurses at the Birmingham VA hospital say their requests for religious or medical exemptions to COVID vaccines have gone unrecognized. And as a result, they're being threatened with disciplinary action. So the report goes on to say, like one VA doctor who's quoted, he says, I don't understand how they're going to keep the hospital open. So people, we're not talking about, well, it's all okay. There's only 10% of the VA employee base that's, you know, resisting this. Well, 10% out of 422,000, that's a lot. And when you consider that, okay, it's like I was saying about the COVID vaccine mandates for the military. I get it. So you've got, you know, what? Let's say you have 94% of the military. I forgot what the last number was, but you had a pretty high degree of the military vaccinated. Fine. I understand. You can go ahead and say, those who are resisting right now represent a small part of the force. Okay. Where are they located? For instance, if you have 100 Navy SEALs, which we have, filing for religious accommodations and not getting it, 100 Navy SEALs represents a sizable chunk of the Navy SEAL community. Now, there may be more, you know, spread out among the ranks, everything from, you know, clerks and cooks and truck drivers to artillerymen and everything else all over the place. Maybe they're spread out. But you know what? If they're centrally focused, then it becomes a question of degrading that particular unit's, you know, combat readiness. Well, the same is true of the VA. The VA hospital in Birmingham is just one of several around the nation that literally is saying, for instance, this doctor said they're short 37% of their nursing positions already. So how are they going to handle getting rid of another 44 nurses? Yeah. So one nurse in this particular article also said, too, they've already had to shut down one wing. Documents obtained by 1819 News, it goes on to say, contradict the official statements that religious accommodations are still being considered, not according to the emails that the employees are getting from their employer. One nurse says that hers was flat out denied. Part of the reason being it's an undue hardship, it says, on the part of the employer being the VA. An undue hardship. Well, what's interesting is the employee handbook did not list undue hardship to the employer. It previously only listed undue hardship as being something that could be claimed for accommodations like this by the employee. Until very quietly, that handbook was just recently changed to say undue hardship could be claimed by both the employer or the employee. Yeah. Well, it goes on and it talks about this as being something that we're about to see in a big way here in the Alabama. By the way, that VA hospital in Birmingham, that's the only VA hospital in the state of Alabama that does surgical procedures. All the rest of them are you know, for acute care and for, you know, other things that are non-surgical related. Yeah, but is this new? I mean, did this surprise them? No, it's not new. I mean, here's an article that I've got in my hands from Politico. Politico, of all places, Politico, dated in November of last year. Headline, Biden called for widespread mandates. His VA is navigating its own minefields. This is November of last year. In late July, Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough initiated the federal government's first mandate. Oh, they were first out the gate, man. They were first out the gate. Yeah, buddy. They're going to go at it. Hey, by the way, Copper, go ahead and get clip two ready for me, please. I'm going to play clip two here in 1 second. Thank you, ma'am. So, yeah, it goes on to say that there's the persistence. Now, Politico, of course, went and kind of skewed their view of this whole thing. The persistence of at least 10% unvaccinated pool of VA workers represents a narrow but troubling gap. Yes, it does. Well, you've got any number of appeals courts that have put a stop to the federal mandates in other places. You've got any number of facilities that are now still nonetheless facing shortages. McDonough argued back in November that it was imperative that the agency, which operates 1,200 medical facilities, required the vaccine of its own healthcare workers. Well, you know what's interesting? Those folks who haven't been fired yet have still been working at the bedside, still been taking care of their patients, but now they're being told that they are hazardous. Why? Oh, that's right, because the vaccine stops them from getting it. No. The vaccine, if anything, just mitigates the symptomology of the individual, not the transmission capability of the individual who has COVID. In other words, a nurse or a doctor or any other worker at a VA healthcare center can get vaccinated and get COVID and still give it to their patients. But that's okay. The nurse or the doctor feels a little better than they would have, is what we're being told. How many times have you seen it? Well, I've got COVID, but thank goodness I was already vaccinated and boosted. That's great. I saw the other day somebody said, they showed a picture of a pregnancy test and said, well, it turns out I'm pregnant, but it's a good thing that my husband had that vasectomy. Otherwise, it would have been much worse. I mean, when have you ever seen a medical condition advertised as being something that, you know, it doesn't really work, but it's a good thing I got it. Copper clip two, if you would. So clip two, just to give you an idea, this is outside of Alabama. I don't want you to think that the VA hospital in Alabama is the only one facing this issue. There are concerns all over the nation. I've got stories here from Kentucky and from Texas and from Wisconsin, I believe. And also, for the story you're about to hear, a brief clip where Secretary McDonnell himself briefly speaks and says, well, he's having conversations with his employees about it. This was 30 days ago. Copper, go ahead and play clip two.
The head of veteran affairs for the entire country visited Louisville today. Dennis McDonough toured the Robley Rex VA Medical Center. McDonough says he had frank conversations with nurses about the decision to mandate vaccines for employees. Most federal agencies put that requirement to get the COVID-19 shot on hold, but the mandate remains in place for VA employees. It's created a worry that there could be some staffing shortages.
Factoring those concerns into our processes, and we'll continue to have that conversation with our workforce.
The VA is currently building a new hospital near I-264 and Brownsboro Road. That's scheduled to open in 2026.
That's Kentucky. Folks, I'm just telling you, if his whole solution is to say, well, we're continuing to have conversations with our employees. Conversations? This is 30 days ago. Conversations? Politico had your story last November. Conversations. How about we have a plan? How about we say, here's what we're going to do or not do because we recognize it's going to degrade medical care for our veterans. Copper, take us to a break before I lose my mind. This is going on. This is going on right now. We'll come back and talk a little more about this. And coming up top of the hour, Sean Taylor, the investigative reporter from 1819 News who broke the story. He'll be on with us live. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, got a story here, continuing with number one on the Triple Dipper, the erosion of the VA. And just to make sure that I'm continuing to paint this picture, because we're going to have Sean Taylor from 1819 News, the investigative reporter who broke the story about what it's doing or potentially doing to the VA Medical Center in Birmingham, Alabama. It's all over the place. Here's a story from March of this year, March 22nd. So we're looking at what, 2 months-ish, 2 months plus? It says 4 months after the deadline for Veterans Affairs workers to be vaccinated against coronavirus, about 40,000 staffers remain unvaccinated, but only a few have been fired for refusal, department officials said. So understand, here's the disparity in their thinking. Well, we've got 40,000, and they've got to get it's a healthcare crisis. We've got to have them vaccinated. But we haven't taken any action yet. It's a crisis. It's going to hurt the patients. But they're still working by the bedside until we figure out what to do. What? I mean, does anybody recognize how disjointed that thinking looks? It boggles the mind. This is bureaucrat reasoning right here. But nobody can call it out and say what it is. It's asinine. This is asinine bureaucracy. Asinine. Like nine. Asinine. Okay, of the roughly 40,000 workers who are not vaccinated, almost 37,000 have requested exemptions for medical or religious reasons. Officials said they are still processing, quote, requests for reasonable accommodation without endangering patient safety. Really? So you're still processing the request for exemptions, but it's not affecting patient safety, even though you say that they've got to have the shot because of patient safety. Okay. Here's one from Florida. This is the University of Southern Florida's personal newsletter. Biden's vaccine mandate impacts Gainesville area hospitals and clinics. This date is September of last year. Like I said, this ain't new. This is not a crisis. Oh gosh, this happened overnight? What just happened? No, this has been brewing the entire time. I mean, it was September 9th of last year when the mandates went into effect. Most of them. Some went in earlier than that. But the majority of them were in place all by September 9th, roughly. Well, yeah. So you had articles being written then about things like, in this particular case, the Malcolm Randall Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Gainesville, Florida, part of the North Florida, South Georgia Veterans Health System, and how it's impacting them and their staffing. There's that. How about this? In May of this year, that would be this month, in May of this year, Representative Chip Roy, arguably one of the more conservative members of Congress, a member of the Freedom Caucus, he sent a letter opposing the Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough's decision to mandate the COVID-19 vaccine. You may have heard on that news report that I played the clip of right before the last break that a lot of federal government branches have put a hold on the enforcement of the vaccine mandate, not the VA. Representative Roy pointed out how the vaccine mandate may restrict veterans' access to care. Yes, you think? I think so. And he asked a series of questions that are pretty simple, like, what steps are you taking to fill the gaps? And how many religious or medical exemptions have been denied? And if denied, what steps can VA employees take to appeal? How about this one, just a few weeks prior to Chip Roy? We had literally Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, sent a letter to the Wisconsin Veterans Affairs Medical Center, asking the same questions because he's hearing about the staffing issues that are piling up and the fears that are there. But it's not just the elected officials. It's not just the hospital administrators. Here's a story from WHEC out of Rochester, New York, where veterans themselves are saying they're worrying about a growing crackdown on unvaccinated workers that could leave them with no one to care for them in the VA hospitals. Folks, this is legit. This is nationwide. And this is asinine. Coming up next, stay tuned, because the guy who broke the Alabama version of this story is Sean Taylor from 1819 News. We're going to have him on live to talk about how the story came together and what he's hearing. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.